Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Jeff. I'm Steve Hackintosh. Clear sky now, 69 degrees. Security around Capitol Hill is getting tighter as lawmakers get a new warning about a right-wing rally scheduled for this weekend.
U.S. Capitol Police and the Office of the Sergeant-at-Arms issued a warning Thursday saying lawmakers and staff are strongly encouraged to avoid the Capitol complex Saturday. A memo from the Sergeant-at-Arms said members and staff should expect demonstration activity to impact access to the Capitol. They're also being told to use the tunnels under the complex and avoid walking outdoors. The memo comes ahead of the planned Justice for J6 rally, where right-leaning demonstrators are expected to call for the release of people connected to the January 6th riot on Capitol Hill. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Police are searching for the person who hit a cyclist in southeast Wichita Thursday. The hit and run occurred just before 6 p.m. in the 1100 block of East MacArthur. Police say the cyclist, who is in his late 30s, is in serious condition. Anyone who might have seen the accident is asked to contact police. A former Sedgwick County Sheriff's Sergeant has been sentenced to a year of probation after pleading no contest to stalking an ex-girlfriend.
Sergeant Justin Maxfield was sentenced Wednesday for the misdemeanor charge. An affidavit says Maxfield was charged after his ex-girlfriend told police in April that he sent unwanted text messages to her and had visited her home and workplace after being asked to stay away. Maxfield, who is a 12-year veteran of the Sheriff's Department, was suspended when he was arrested in April. He resigned in May. Steve Boyer, KNSS News.
Kansas schools are seeing a growing number of COVID-19 outbreaks, and school-aged children are getting infected more frequently than any other age group. The State Department of Health and Environment's latest data shows 63 active COVID-19 clusters in schools across the state as of Wednesday. Now, those clusters were responsible for 408 cases and one hospitalization. The number of active clusters is up from 31 with 179 cases last week. Also, 34 of this week's reported clusters are new. Dollar General has joined Dillon's Health as part of a new vaccine incentive program to encourage COVID-19 vaccinations. All newly vaccinated Kansans 12 years of age and older are eligible to receive $50 per dose, $100 total, at select Dollar General locations. Kansas Information Network's Danielle Norwood has more.
Vaccines will be administered in mobile units in the parking lots of the select Dollar General locations. Kansans who receive their vaccines at those locations will receive a form and a pre-stamped envelope after each dose. Once KDHE receives the completed form, a $50 Visa gift card will be mailed to the mailing address provided on the form while gift card supplies last. COVID-19 vaccines are free. All Kansans 12 years of age and older are eligible for the $100 incentive, no appointment required. The Dollar General stores participating are in Cherokee, Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, Neosho, and Wilson counties.
A group of Republican attorneys general say they will sue the White House if President Biden's vaccine requirement takes effect.
The 24 attorneys general are being spearheaded by South Carolina's Alan Wilson. The letter calls the Biden plan disastrous and counterproductive, and says issuing such a mandate could prompt some workers to simply leave the job market. The proposed requirement could affect as many as 100 million Americans in the private sector. The AGs say they plan to use every available legal option to strike it down. The administration cites surging COVID numbers due to the Delta variant. The CDC reports the current 7-day average of new cases above 136,000. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. 6:10 now, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Well, we've got something happening in South Wichita as far as traffic is concerned. You might see some fire crews on South Broadway, South 55th Street South. The report there, 59th Street South and Washington, a house fire in that area. So crews may be rolling. You may have to watch out for those fire crews on South Broadway around 55th Street South. Just south of there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Once again, we have a dry and quiet start to our day here in Wichita, but temperatures are going to be warming up again this afternoon. We'll likely be in the mid-80s or so by noontime, 90 later on today with a southeast wind. We could see a few isolated showers or a thunderstorm this evening as a cool front approaches. Our low 66. Sunny and 89 on Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a clear sky, 68 degrees, southeast wind at 6 miles per hour. 6:11, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and Ted Woodward is now, as we call it in radio, mic side.
Hello.
Ready to talk on the radio.
You bet.
There you go. Today is Friday, September 17th, 2021. Man, A five-day week. I'm exhausted this morning, Ted. Last week I had a three-day week.
Yeah, you're just above and beyond.
Yeah. These five-day weeks is like a real working person here. We had a sunny day across central Kansas Thursday. Wichita's high temperature, not too bad, 89 degrees. Normal high for the date, 83. So that wasn't bad. On this date in 1787, the Constitution of the United States was completed and signed by a majority of delegates attending the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia. The process was not without some difficulty, as we like to point out, because Ted has started 1776 on the stage so many times. You've got the Constitution and all the background memorized, Ted.
No, my show has to do with the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, it does. Okay, so I'm completely wrong. Oh, never mind. That was about 30 seconds of fake news there. The independence. The point is, though, that nothing they did was easy when these guys got together. But
they were starting from scratch.
I know.
They're making this thing up.
Nobody had done this stuff before.
They, you know.
Fortunately, you had
the Articles of Confederation were the first thing we had, and they kind of figured out, well, there's a lot of flaws in this, so they...
So they scratched those, yeah.
Got together again and came up with the Constitution.
Yeah, our first government actually failed after 10 years, basically.
Wasn't very good.
Yeah.
Well,
we had to get a new document going.
It's unfortunate we had several really brilliant people, I think.
Yeah, that's...
I think
that's part of the divinity. They believed that some divine force was guiding this bunch. And
well, you know...
I tend to agree with them.
And I'm not... I don't go overboard on... You know, and God we trust and prayer and all that. But on the other hand, yeah, like you say, there must have been some sort of a divine hand there. I said, hey, we're going to try something new with these people. And I think, I don't know, it's interesting. All these people came together at one place at one time. And now we have the United States of America. You know, the first of 10 House Republicans who voted to impeach former President Donald Trump for his role in inciting the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol says he will not seek re-election. U.S. Representative Anthony Gonzalez of Ohio would have faced Max Miller in the 2022 primary. Trump has endorsed Miller, who's a former White House and campaign aide. So, yeah, he's not going to run again. He talked a little bit about also when he decided that he wasn't going to run again. Talked a little bit about the political environment and what it's like in this country right now. I did not know this, but this Gonzalez, what was his first name? Anthony. Former professional football player and college football player. Anyway, he's not running again. He's out. He's gone. 6:15 now, Steve, at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Yeah, as we said, Friday morning, Ted, and the work week is almost over. For some people, others are going to be working all weekend. There are other people who work different days, so we recognize that. But if you're going back to work this morning, glad to have you with us here with Steve and Ted. You got that state fair going on up in Hutchinson. And we got three more days counting today,
yeah,
I guess.
Down to the final 3 days.
Sunday's the last day, 19th. And I don't know what their attendance has been like this year, but I would imagine pretty good.
The first half of the fair, I think they were very pleased with the attendance.
Well, I hope they did well.
And I assume the second half will be just as good.
My schedule for the past few years has not permitted me to go up there, but I think it's a fun place to go. I'm going to have to get back in the habit next year maybe. So much going on, and
go up this weekend.
This weekend? Unfortunately, I'm busy mowing the grass. No, there's always something going on the weekend. And your weekend ahead, you're going to be rehearsing, aren't you?
Yeah, I'll be in deep rehearsal for Clue. Opening night, 1 week from tonight.
1 week from tonight. I talked with Shelley last night, and we are trying to decide whether we want to come just as a couple and have a date night.
Oh.
Or if we want to invite maybe a couple of grandkids to come with us.
Wow, all sorts of possibilities.
Thinking maybe either Friday or Saturday night on October 1st or 2nd there.
Well, that'll be cool.
Think they'll have enough tickets for us?
Well, I certainly hope so.
And you're talking about the Forum. I don't know that I'm familiar with that building. Is that the building where the old Metropolitan Club or somebody like that used to meet? I'm not sure I'm familiar with that.
Forum Theater shows are at the Wilkie Center. At 3rd and Broadway.
3rd and Broadway.
On the backside of the First United Methodist Church. Big parking lot there, 3rd and Topeka.
Okay.
You can park in.
How many seats do you think it holds?
Oh, well, more than 100.
More than 100?
Yeah, they configure it
get as many in there as they can.
All right. Yeah. Done okay. Well, it's a good stage, good sound and everything.
Yeah, the stage is going to be cool. Of course, it's Clue, so it's that spooky old gothic manor.
There you go.
So there's a lot of doors and passageways and things that we have to negotiate, trap doors.
That ought to be fun.
Yeah, so the stage is pretty cool.
So you get lost back there, we'll hear you knocking on it.
Yeah, you hear me knocking in there. Oh, yeah. Oh, there's a lot of knocking and yelling. Get me out.
Colonel Mustard.
Exactly.
All right. That's coming up, again, starting at the end of next week, right?
Yeah, a discount preview on Thursday night. Official opening a week from tonight on Friday night. We'll run for 3 weekends. And if you want tickets, go to forumtheater.org.
Very good.
Check that out.
All right. 6:17 now, Steve, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Time for leadoff sports this morning. And, of course, we got Chiefs football this weekend.
Yep.
And Salvi did it again.
Prime time on Sunday night for the Kansas City Chiefs. Got to wait till the Sunday night for the Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens. Chiefs are off to a 1-0 start, road opener for the Chiefs. Kansas City, under head coach Andy Reid, has never lost to the Ravens, 4-0. Kansas City, remember, they won all 8 of their road games last season. In fact, the Kansas City Chiefs have won 11 straight road games in the regular season. Chiefs have won 15 straight games in the month of September. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes is 11-0. As the starting quarterback for the Chiefs in the month of September.
How about that?
So, a lot of streaks on the line there coming up on Sunday night.
Reggie Jackson was Mr. October.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes is Mr. September.
Yeah. These two teams both gave up a ton of yards in week one, so we'll see if either can stop the other.
Yes.
Chiefs are a 3.5-point favorite going on the road. So here we go. Live coverage of Chiefs football on the Chiefs Radio Network begins at 6 o'clock on Sunday evening. Right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And kickoff is at 7:20 p.m. on Sunday. Chiefs and the Ravens. And, of course, 2 hours from now, we'll be having our live weekly discussion with Mitch Holtus, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, previewing this game. So make sure you're here for Mitch at 8:15 this morning. It's the conference opener for Kansas football tomorrow in Lawrence. The Jayhawks hosting Baylor. Baylor comes in with a 2-0 record. KU is 1-1. Jayhawks did win at home a couple of weeks ago. The KU has lost 11 straight games against the Baylor Bears, a streak going back for 14 years. The Jayhawks are an 18-point underdog at home. That game is tomorrow afternoon. Live coverage on the Jayhawks Radio Network at 1 o'clock. The game will kick off at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon. Listen to the Jayhawks live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. How about Manhattan tomorrow afternoon? A 1 o'clock kickoff between Kansas State and Nevada. Both teams are undefeated, 2-0. And the spread is tight. K-State is a 1.5-point underdog at home. The Wolfpack and the Wildcats, 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in Manhattan. First meeting ever between K-State and Nevada in football. They're both 2-0. Friends University has a home game tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Friends hosting Tabor in football action. 20th-ranked Southwestern is 2-0. The Mound Builders hosting St. Mary, 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. Big matchup in the KCAC tomorrow night at 6. 10th-ranked Bethel hosting 16th-ranked Kansas Wesleyan. They're both 2-0. Top 20 matchup in North Newton tomorrow night. JUCO football, Butler Community College is home in El Dorado tomorrow night. Butler hosting Dodge City. Live coverage of the Butler Grizzlies at 6:30 tomorrow evening, and that game is right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. High school football tonight, week 3 of high school football here in the state of Kansas. Huge game tonight, Bishop Carroll at Derby. Both teams are undefeated going into this one. Another huge matchup, Garden Plain at Cheney. They're both 2-0.
Wow.
So you got some good matchups there. Hillsboro at Smoky Valley, both teams are 2-0. The Wichita Wind Surge, minor league baseball, they won last night at Riverfront Stadium. And with that win, the Wind Surge clinch a spot in the championship series next week, going to the playoffs. Opponent still yet to be determined. Could be Arkansas. Could be a rematch with Arkansas. But anyway, the Wind Surge completes this home series against Arkansas tonight, tomorrow night, Sunday afternoon, to finish up the regular season at Riverfront Stadium. Post-game fireworks tonight. And, as you mentioned, Steve, the Kansas City Royals played yesterday afternoon at Kauffman Stadium. Another Royals loss. But another Salvador Perez home run. He's now got 45 home runs. Ties Johnny Bench for the all-time single-season record for a catcher. Still leads the majors, too, with 112 runs driven in. The Royals will host the Seattle Mariners this weekend up at Kauffman Stadium. You can hear tomorrow night's game and Sunday afternoon's games over on KFH. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
My sources tell me Patrick Mahomes is having a birthday today.
Oh, yeah.
He's 26.
Why?
He's already had a career. A great career, but he's still going.
26, and he's got
he got everything.
Hundreds of millions of dollars contract and everything.
Yeah, how about that?
Got the world on a string, man.
He sure does. 6:22 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Sometimes it's all about the messages. That's coming up, Steve, at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.